Hi, Frank Thacker here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. So we've been talking about the shadow. So I think last time we talked about the shadow. What is it? And it's the parts of us that we like to keep hidden. You know, parts we're ashamed of or don't like about ourselves. And excuse me, I'm not sure. Some are conscious, I believe, in the sense of someone's aware that they don't like members of the opposite gender or people of a different color. They're aware of that, but they don't say much about it because it's not cool to do that in society. And then there, I believe, also parts of us that we are don't like, but we're not conscious of them. And then it's a lot of that, I think, is tied to anger and fear and jealousy and those types of things. So the shadow is those characteristics of ourselves, or ways of being that we're ashamed of, and we keep them sort of in the shadow, for lack of better words, or locked in the closet. And most people believe in the shadow, or at least they have a sense that there's parts of them that they don't like. And, you know, if you don't believe in the shadow, well, then I would say that's probably your shadow self saying, don't trust anybody that, I don't know, wears glasses or has a green or gray shirt on, type of thing. I'm only kidding. No, but seriously, most psychological, sociological, whatever, culture believes that we all have a shadow self. And then we talked a little bit about the danger of not acknowledging our shadow self. The danger is it can get you all kinds of trouble. I mean, we all know about well-known personalities that have said something and they got fired because of what they said, and their response often is, whoa, that's not who I am. They misspoke, but that's maybe not who they are entirely, but it is part of them. It can get you in trouble with, you know, you have a super anger response to something and you, your friends will no longer talk to you, or you let slip something, that is considered racist and your friends don't want to deal with you anymore. There's just tons of ways that the shadow, can come up and sort of cause you a lot of damage, because the shadow wants to be acknowledged. That's all. You know, it's like, and if you've lived in the shadow of anybody, you know, a sibling or you know, that's always been better than you, and you have your skills, but they're not acknowledged. So the shadow always wants to be acknowledged, and it will be. You know, whether you try to keep it, no matter how much energy you put it to keep it under control, it's going to stick its head up and cause a lot of problems in your life. So we've got the shadow, and we've got the reality that if you don't deal with it, it's going to cause you problems. So then the next thing, all right, so how do you deal with it? How do you befriend your shadow? And just like anybody you want to be friends with, the first parts of that are getting to know this person, or in this case, getting to know your shadow. So how do you get to know your shadow? I would say there are a couple of ways. Probably the most powerful or clear-cut is when you have a over-the-edge response, emotional response to a certain situation. So I've shared this before. So way back when I was playing hockey in a guy. We're in the corner fighting for the puck, and a guy grabbed my stick, and, you know, that's illegal. I mean, you know, big deal. It's not legal. But I got so mad, and I was reflecting on that after the game. Where did that anger come from? I could have done some serious damage to that guy. Yeah, true, he was bigger and stuff, and it never came to anything. But I was so mad that, you know, if something happened, I had so much angry energy. And I asked myself, where did that come from? Because I was like all this kind of cool, calm, collected guy. So the intensity of their actions. So, excuse me. Say someone criticizes you and maybe calls you a soft-hearted, compassionate person that people take advantage of. You know, people always taking advantage of you. Why don't you stand up and fight for yourself? And there's a part of you that is really kind and gentle, but you don't want to let too many people know about that in this society, because they'll will see you as weak, or, you know, wussy and stuff. And so when the person criticizes you about that, you have this extreme reaction. Go, no, I'm not. You know, I'm a tough guy. You know, I can lay the line down when I have to. So don't misjudge me. So the intensity of the reaction to those things. And I gave an example, I think, in the last one, where you're just sitting around the table with family members and they get into this political discussion and you're there listening. You can feel the anger boiling up, and all of a sudden, bang, you know, bang the table down. And it's like, people look at you and say, oh, you know, what's the matter with him? He's, you know, he's this like sort of understanding person. And so that intensity of the reaction is one way to identify it. Another way is when you misspeak, you know, and you blurt out something. Say you don't like members of the opposite gender, and, you know, you keep that down. You know, that's not good, that's not cool. But you get it in a heated discussion with someone, and boom, out of this thing comes this thing about how worthless the opposite gender is, whatever you might be talking about. You know, if you're talking about the character, the good characteristics of men and women, say, and you're kind of a misogynist, and that and it gets, that's hidden, but all of a sudden you think this comes out of your mouth, this thing about how terrible women are, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, ooh, where did that come from? So when you misspeak, I guess is how you would say it, not misspoke. So that's another. When you say something that maybe you're ashamed of afterwards when you reflect on it. And then a third way is projection. When you project onto someone, this is, you know, all of these are very complex, but in general, those are good ways to look at it. So, like, this happens a lot, I think, in the political realm. So when you're in two politicians are in a discussion, and one of them starts to say, all you care about is getting the votes. You don't care about the people you're trying to serve. And the reality is that this politician that's saying that on his inner shadow self is his desire to just get votes. That's all he cares about, is votes. So it's this sort of projection. If I can share an example from my own life, I'm just realizing. So when I go, you know, you go to a lecture, and after the lecture, questions and answers. And so people get up and they want, I got a question. And they get up and they start to, let's say you're at a lecture about the shadow. Oh, there you go. Or I'm at a lecture about the shadow, and this person gets up and he's got, or she's got a question. But before they get to the question, they say, well, you know, I got a master's degree in psychology, and, you know, I've been doing a lot of the courses I talk about shadow, and my partner and I do a lot of talking about this. And actually, I've written a couple of articles and blah, blah, blah. And they go on and on till they finally get to the question. And often it isn't even a question, it's a statement. And so I find myself in those things where people get up and talk about their life history before they get to the question. I find myself getting really annoyed, and I think because in my shadow, there's a piece of me that wants to, I maybe be able to do that, get up and share my experiences and all that type of stuff. So that's an example of that, the whole, how we project onto others what we're really feeling. All right, so then as you befriend that and you get to know your shadow self, that's a major step, and it's a lot of work. So then the next thing, well, what can you do about that? So I know I do this and this and that. You can talk about it with friends that you really trust. And also journaling is another thing. There's tons of stuff on the internet about how to work with the shadow. So there's a lot of stuff there. And I found myself thinking early today, I'm talking, why are you talking about the shadow, Frank? You know, what's all this stuff about? And I think there's a tie to, so this whole podcast is about creating a culture of peace. So I'm thinking maybe next time I'll try to tie those together. Why work on your shadow in terms of what's that going to do for the culture of peace? So let me end there because this is running on. All right, so we got the shadow, which exists, I believe, and most people do, but so what? But anyway, we got the shadow. We got how dangerous it can be if you don't deal with it. We talked a little bit about how to befriend it, get to know it, and then also how some strategies so that you can get it a little bit under control. So the next step is maybe tying that to how, if you do shadow work, how is that going to, what's the connection with the creating a culture of peace? Okay, as always, good to be with you. Questions, responses are always welcome. And may we walk in harmony. You all take care. Peace.